It's the Ray Dassey Show on RTE Radio 1. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Diarmaid. Good afternoon on this Friday afternoon. We're in the Roadcaster. We're on the promenade and we're in Laytown, County Meath. Yay! Why Laytown, you say? Well, back in 2019, at the end of 2019, before the world changed, we said, we want to get out there. We want to meet the people. We had plans to do an OB, an outside broadcast, once a month, maybe twice a month. And then, of course, as I say, the world changed and we didn't go anywhere. But we got an invitation from Siobhan, who's a member of the Bettystown Swim Tribe, to come down and meet her and her fellow swimmers back at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. And we're here on that invitation. And we're here on the promenade. You can see the Roadcaster. Laytown is a beautiful town. It's a seaside town in County Meath. I know, yeah, usually when people think of County Meath, they don't think of the sea. People sometimes mistakenly think that Meath is a landlocked county. It's not. And it has this lovely stretch of beach which runs from the River Boyne right down or up to the River Nanny at Laytown. And it's here. We're opposite O'Reilly Supermarket. More about that in a moment. It's about a 46, 48 minute drive from Dublin, depending on what time of the day you're driving. And it's beautiful. And today the sun is shining, the sky is blue. Now, it is a little bit windy. There's a northeast wind and the wind is wild and the sea is wild. And the crowd we met earlier on at the slip were wild as well. They were members of the Laytown Wave Warriors and Bettystown Swim Tribe. And they invited me to go for a sea swim with them. And before we went in, we decided to meet some of the people. So hello, who are you?
I'm Leslie. I'm born and bred in Laytown. I've been doing this with the group for about 3 years. It's a completely addictive. So I have a new friends from it. It's just fantastic.
Thanks, Leslie. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Lisa Wybrant. I joined the Wave Warriors about probably 2 years ago as well now. It's a fantastic group. We meet up every day at the slip area in Laytown. We're in hail, snow, aren't we, rain, Christmas Day. Yeah, it's fantastic social group and it's just brilliant.
It was amazing down there today. I was expecting to meet two or three people. They reckon there were 50 people all getting into the wild Irish Sea. Who are you?
My name is Geraldine White.
Good.
I joined in January this year, my New Year's resolution. And I just love it. I come in the bus every day from Drogheda. And I live at the other side of Drogheda. So it takes me about an hour to get here. But I can't imagine my day without coming here. It just gives you such a buzz when you get out. And they're so friendly, the Wave Warriors, and they're so welcoming, and it's changed my life, I have to say.
Ah, it changed Geraldine's life. And there was all shapes and sizes. There were people in wetsuits, without wetsuits, people with hats, without hats. There were booties, there were gloves, there were all sorts of things. But what was it like? Like, I was there, but I asked the woman to describe it.
It's buzzing at the moment. There's a lot of us down here today, and there's a few extras even, and we're all just dying to get in now, and the waves they're huge down here today, so it's exciting, it is. It's really exciting.
I went for a second opinion.
Washing machine thing is the same thing as getting into a washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was pretty wild. And we were all there, you know, and like everybody there had obviously been in the sea before, but I don't think many of them had seen the sea as wild as it was today. So we were sort of putting off the inevitable, chatting to each other. And then eventually I said, come on, we have to do this. So I donned my Irish Cancer Society yellow hat. They're doing a lovely promotion for May, a splash a day in May. And you can find out more from the Irish Cancer Society website. And then we went in and there was something primal about it. People giggling and hollering and hooting and holding hands. And it's just, there was something, some connection with nature. I can't really describe. I'm lost for words. But Lorraine, she didn't get in, but she was there to commentate on my progress in the sea.
Well, I'd say Ray is reaching high notes at the minute. And I think, do you know what? It's just beautiful. The waves are very strong. There's, people are just united together, holding hands, supporting each other. Like, that's what we do in life every day. We support each other. And this is what the swimming group is all about. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are. You just put a swimsuit on and you're just accepted.
Couldn't have put it better myself, Lorraine. But how was I getting on? Lorraine?
Ray is on his tippy toes at the minute. He hasn't really got down yet. He's a lot of women all around him at the minute encourage him to get down, but it's working bit by bit.
No. And we did. And it's up there on the RT Radio 1 Instagram. There is something special happened today. I don't know exactly what it was. And Emily was there with the microphone and she was asking people how they got on, when they got out.
Oh, wonderful. Believe it or not, it's really good fun. It's really refreshing and we love it. We absolutely love it.
Absolutely great. Travelling about a quarter of an hour to do the swim and it's just amazing.
They come from all over, from as far away as Monaghan. To swim here in Laytown with the Laytown Wave Warriors and the Bettystown Swim Tribe. And people have been slagging off sea swimming over the last few years, saying it's a fad. How do you know a person sea swims? They'll tell you. Well, I think it's not a fad. I think it's here to stay. And it definitely, the people that I met today, it's making a real difference to their lives. Now, we're in the Roadcaster, 51551 rayatrte.ie. We're on the promenade here in Laytown. We're opposite O'Reilly's Supermarket. And we have Nuala O'Reilly with us. How are you doing, Nuala?
Good.
Good. Come into the microphone there, Nuala. Yeah, you're looking great.
Thank you very much. I can return the compliment.
Thank you very much. Do I look as if I've been in the sea? Yeah, I look a bit.
Not yet.
No, right. Well, I have. How long are you in business over there, Nuala?
Oh, my goodness. 6 years.
60 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was your husband who set it up. Yeah, 65 years ago, your daughter was telling me.
Yeah.
Can I ask you
65.
What? Can I ask you what age you're?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what age are you?
I'm 94, 93.
Right. Now, yeah, you're putting a year on because you want to hit 100, don't you?
No, well, I'm almost 94.
Right. Okay.
I'll be 94 in October.
Right. And you're sticking around till you're 100.
Oh, yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Why so?
I want to get the President's Prize.
Oh, the check. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like you've been around this long, so you might as well stick around for another 6.5 years. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those lovely sea town supermarkets because you sell everything from a hula hoop that you can put around your waist to one you can eat.
To an anchor.
To an anchor, yes. I didn't see an anchor in there. Now, you might be pulling my arm on that one.
You have them hid.
You have them hid. You have the anchors hid. Yeah. So you have two daughters. And which daughter?
Monsa.
And which daughter runs the...
Geraldine.
Geraldine. And I met Emer as well. She runs a local pub.
They have
and pub. When you get the check, that's where you're going to go, is it? Is that the plan?
Absolutely.
Yes. So drinks are on Nuala. Drinks are on Nuala. Yes. Yeah. Have you seen much change in Laytown over the years?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember when we came here first, this was all, there was sheds and everything in it, you know.
Changing sheds, were they or no? Yeah,
no, and it was awful looking.
Yes, yes. You know? And now there's a lovely paved promenade, yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It was handy because your maiden name was?
O'Reilly.
Yes, and you married a man called?
O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, O'Reilly. Yeah. that was handy, wasn't it?
I was choosy, you know. I wanted to
To keep your own name?
Yeah.
So he'd ask you out to dance at the local dance and you go, what's your name? John. No, your second name. And he'd go, Murphy, sorry, next. Until you got an O'Reilly.
Yeah.
That was the way it was, yeah. This is Justine Stafford, Nuala.
How do you do?
Yeah, and Justine is from County Meath.
Any relation to the Staffords that were here?
No.
Oh,
no,
you missed.
Unfortunately, we didn't make that far up.
They were very nice people.
Yeah. Well, like, I love coming up here. Do you sell cones?
Yeah.
See, that's the big monopoly at the seaside. That's what you want. There's nothing better than a cone at the sea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We know Justine because she was in a comedy competition we did.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. She's very funny. And she's also from Meath. And she very kindly said she'd come along to introduce us to her county, you see.
Well, this is it. It's very, you know, it's an honour to have you here because, you know, I've been up on the show in Dublin.
Yes.
It's great to bring you to Meath and get you out of the, you know, the studio
I
down
think
and see.
You're dead right.
Listen,
yes.
This is it.
Yeah. Can,
and
just
I'm
before
glad
we,
you did.
Justine, just before we carry on, can you remember ever before in your 65 years doing business here, an RTE van or an outside broadcast or anything like that? Been in Laytown?
No.
We're the first.
Absolutely.
We're the first. No. Yes.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Thank you very much,
and I hope you come back again and again and again.
Well, we've been made so welcome this morning.
I hope you.
My little trip into the sea, Justine, was just amazing.
And have you never been to the Laytown races?
No, No.
Shame on you.
No.
Shame.
And they're very unique in Europe, aren't they, Justine, the races?
Yes. They've taken a place all over Europe and they take place here on Laytown Beach each year.
Right, okay. Whereabouts in Meath are you from?
I'm from a place called Kilbeg. It's just outside of Nobber.
I know it well.
This is me and Nuala are going to go now. the daughter's pub.
Did you know the McEntees?
I do. Know them well. It's a small world. This is what you get in Meath, right? Friendliness.
Yes. The sense of community.
Yeah.
You're going to be a double act after this, Justine.
Yeah. I'm going to take the country by storm, me and Nuala.
The Justine and Nuala show. That's a nice ring to it, doesn't it? That's a lovely ring to it. What else should we know about Meath, Justine, that we probably don't know?
Well, if you don't know, Meath is known as the Royal County. Mm. And do you know why, Ray?
I don't.
It's because the aspiring high kings came to the Hill of Tara to be crowned.
Aha.
And that's where it gets its name. And the Meath team would be known as the Royals. You'd be up the Royals that you'd be shouting for. Look, the Meath men's team has to be doing as well. We have a bit of hope. But the Meath women's team have won the Ireland the last 2 years in a row.
I was there for the first time they won it. And their performance was pure artistry.
Wonderful.
It was poetry.
It was amazing. So hard on them all. They're just amazing. So we're going for three in a row this year, hopefully. Let's see the ladies do it again.
Right, yeah, go on, Meath women's team. Go on. What else do we need to know?
Meath is home to one of three UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Ireland. You have the passage tombs of Brú na Boina, Newgrange and Oath, and they are over 500 years older than the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt.
Now, there you go.
Meath were ahead of the time.
Yes. Famous Meath people, apart from yourself.
Well, you have the big ones. You know, you have a lot of comedy comes from Meath. You have Tommy Tiernan grew up there, Dylan Moran.
Yes.
You have Pierce Brosnan.
Uh-huh.
Which is incredible as James Bond, but I wish he'd done it with a thick Meath accent. You know, like, shake that, not store it, hey. You know, that would have been great, you know, to see that. You have presenters as well, Angela Scanlon, CMAT, big musician.
She's a new single out, Hector. Hector,
of course.
Yeah. I didn't know the Horgans, Sharon Horgans from.
Yes, grew up just outside, around Bettystown, which is great, and it's great to see then. She really got me considering sea swimming because of the series Bad Sisters that go down to.
Do you not get in?
Yeah. I haven't, but I'm inspired. I think getting into the warmer months is something to consider. I'm not as brave as people on Christmas Day that go out and do it. They're warriors.
Look, I know this might sound a bit up its own behind, but it's life affirming. It is life affirming. Right. Yeah, and there is some connection with nature. There's something very special happens.
You're selling to me here now.
Yeah, right.
I'm more concerned about getting the ice cream off Nuala in the shop and watching people do it than go in myself. That'd be more my cup of tea now. Another fun fact, Meath was once the fifth province of Ireland called Meada, which incorporated what is now Westmeath and large parts of Cavan and Longford, stretching from the Shannon to the sea.
Right.
So that's like, I think Meath just wanted to be a bit generous. It didn't want to have it all, you know, give other counties a chance.
And we're like that still.
Yes.
Exactly.
Very generous people.
It's a great old joke. It's what does Meath and a pregnant cow have in common?
Can I say the answer? I think I know. Do you know the answer to this, Nuala? No. Go on.
They're both close to Cavan.
Hey!
That's very good.
But don't.
It's not my own now. I can't take credit for that one.
Well, I wouldn't claim it. Give it away. Give it to somebody else.
I must try and remember that.
Nuala's my new biggest fan. We're really.
I'm telling you. There's something really. How long is your husband dead, Nuala?
Oh, he's dead.
An awful long time.
25 years.
Yeah. You're still around the shop.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Still giving out to them.
Yeah, right.
I'm in their place.
And what's the most popular item you sell in there in O'Reilly Supermarket, Laytown, County Meath?
I suppose cigarettes.
Is it?
And then, I know, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, the cone, of course.
Classic.
Yeah.
Bubbles, I see bubbles in there.
Yeah,
you can get a bucket and spade.
Yeah, you can.
Yes. Can you get sunscreen?
Yeah.
Yeah, sunscreen during yes. Can you, if you forgot your togs, could you get a pair of togs?
No.
Oh, you see, I think you're missing a trick there.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it? Yeah. Because people inevitably, you know, they're packing everything in a rush, all the children. Then they arrive to Laytown and they've forgotten one pair.
Yeah.
Where would we get
that happens quite often.
Yeah, O'Reilly Supermarket for those emergency togs. What do you think?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go. You can take that. I won't charge you.
When you come into the shop, I'll give you a free ice cream.
Oh, brilliant. Do you go for the 99?
Oh, absolutely. With the flake, you can't go wrong.
Sprinkles?
I go for the syrup.
Oh, the blue syrup.
Yeah, blue or green. But it's like kind of a mark. You know, a Michelin star restaurant would have the stars. I think if you see a big cone outside a shop, that's a good sign.
Is it? Yeah.
We need to get you one out there, Nuala. Yeah. Let them know you have the cones.
And you have the nets as well, the fishing nets.
Yes.
Nuala, I'm reckoning now you were born in 1930. Wow.
Yeah, 1933.
Well, around the 1930s. So you lived through the Second World War.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen big changes.
Absolutely.
Do you have a mobile phone?
I have.
Yeah. What do you think of those things?
Marvellous.
Aren't they?
The best thing that was ever invented.
There you go.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. They've embellished our lives in a lot of ways, but in other ways, yeah. Justine, so you're working away, you're filming,
yeah,
making people laugh.
That's keeping going at that, yeah. So it's kind of trying to get more into TV, like, you know.
Right.
We did a sketch series there last year for RTE, which was just a great experience to get to. You do a lot of things online. Nuala will see it on the phone. She's big into the phone. So doing that, you've been able to great to bring that to the TV now, yeah, as well, and trying to get more into that. So between that and gigging, it's been keeping me going.
And would you have holidayed from Nobber to Laytown?
This is the thing. That would have been the big... Because I think it's a big misconception. People don't know that there is a coastline.
Yes, too, yes.
Even a lot of times people aren't aware of that fact.
Well, all the people in Nobber should.
Oh, we... Yeah. Yeah. People in Meath know. We know. It's our little secret.
Do you know the mac and cheese?
I do. Yeah. But the post office, yeah.
Lovely people.
Lovely.
Lovely people.
But it is a big misconception that there is a coastline in Ireland,
yeah,
or in Meath, rather.
Yes,
so
yeah,
people wouldn't have been aware. And that would have been the big thing as a kid. You'd go up to Bettystown for the day or Laytown and you'd pack up, you know, the car, yeah, with the flask, yes, of tea, the sandwiches, the whole lot. And it was just a great day out. But you'd think that you were the only one who had that idea. Then you'd get there and there wouldn't even be a space left the place is jammed.
Yeah.
So then you'd bring half the beat home because the sand would get in. It was a whole ordeal.
Yeah. And how long was the car trip?
About an hour. You'd have to stop for chips and the whole lot. Make a day of it, you know. And then there was as well Fantasia now in Bettystown, a little amusement.
That was a theme park.
Yeah.
Up there with Disneyland?
Ireland's Disneyland.
Ireland's Disneyland, yes.
But, you know, Meath has got it all.
It sure was Emerald Park, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Like with Potato Park, Emerald Park.
You know, like, you know, Meath had Ireland's first national potato amusement park. Like, how could you ever compete with that?
And again, it'd be difficult.
Absolutely. Be difficult, and like Emerald Park now, it'll be great for them.
Yeah, it'll always be Potato Park to me.
I think so. But they have like a spiral spud on a stick you can get in there. And my biggest concern was, can you still get that?
Can
and
you?
I have confirmation.
You can. The spiral spud on the stick.
It lives on in County Meath.
Justine, thanks so much for welcoming us to your home county. Nuala, it's been a real pleasure meeting you. I want to be there in your daughter's pub when you get the cheque from the president. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Date.
What's on the list?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, behind you is Niamh Regan. And Niamh is going to sing us a song live from the Roadcaster on this Friday afternoon. Niamh, I'll chat to you after the song. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
What are you going to sing for us?
Save the Day.
And are you okay with the headphones? Do you want to take them off? Or you
I might take them off.
Yeah.
Whatever. They were on.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever's most comfortable for you.
Not at all. You're all good.
Nuala, Justine, thank you very much. Niamh Regan.
What's the matter with the time I keep it run circles around me all day? Why can't I complete a task and feel good at the end of the day? Why don't you turn the TV off or go out and feel that sun on your face? I can't explain the lump in my chest, it holds me down and it pushes you away. And I told you I was doing just fine this way. There's no need to worry that way. I'm doing it for you, doing it for the kids' sake. I wish I could save the day. What's the matter with mercy? It doesn't call around here no more. No quick fixes knocking at your door. No quick fix coming soon. And I told you I would take what they told me to take, even if that means I can't feel my face. I'm doing it for you, doing it for the kids' sake. I wish I could save the day. Told you I was gonna find this way. Save the day, but I can't. I wish I could save the day, but I can't. What was the name of that movie star he used to hang above your bed? And which superpower did you wish for before you started wishing you were dead? Why can't you remember the good old days? Why can't you remember me? To sting from the nettle, you let me nurse you with some dark leaves. And don't I wish that I could help you just like that today? To have an answer, to hold some faith. But some sadness just feels this way. When you lose sight of your fortune, when you lose sight of your fortune, don't you ask no fuss way. On my own way, I wish I could save the day, but I can't. I wish I could save the day, but I can't.
That was beautiful, wasn't it, Nuala?
Absolutely.
Niamh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
You have a lovely, lovely voice, like really lovely voice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Don't know what
do you think,
say to that.
Justine?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Niamh is going to stay with us and sing another song or two before we leave you from Laytown today. Nuala, thank you so much again. Justine, thank you. Thank you. We're in Laytown. We're on the promenade here and we're looking for two Laytonians. Is that what you call them? Laytonians.
No?
Laytonians, yeah. We're looking
I'm a Raytonian,
yeah. Laytown. We're looking for two Laytonians to take part in our little quiz. So we'll be doing it live from the Roadcaster. Two quizzers, three whodunit questions. You know how it works. So if you're around the area and you want to get your hands on a prize, we have a two-night stay for two people in Killarney Towers Hotel and Leisure Centre, and dinner on one of the evenings in the Inishfallen restaurant, followed by complimentary drinks and live music in O'Donoghue Public House. And Killarney Towers Hotel, perfect place to use as a base to explore the wild Atlantic Way down that neck of the woods, or you can just explore everything that Killarney has to offer, and it does have a lot to offer. KillarneyTowers.com, KillarneyTowers.com. So, we'll have two people from the promenade in after 4 o'clock. Right now, from Laytown, we take a quick commercial break.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Hoo-ha! We're broadcasting live from Laytown today. We're invited here by Swim Tribe. Specifically, Siobhan Woods. Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, how are you, Ray?
Thanks so much for the invitation.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Siobhan is in here, so too is Gareth Camp. How are you doing, Gareth?
Not so bad, all good.
Good. Helena Smith, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
And you're all sea swimmers?
Yes,
I am. Indeed.
I can see it by you.
The healthy
glow. Broken
bay.
No, you have big smiles on your faces.
Yeah, that's the good thing about swimming, actually.
What about today now? Is it particularly rough today, Siobhan, for Laytown?
It is particularly rough, but once it's sunny like that, it's absolutely amazing, you know. And it draws you in. You don't have to worry about how am I going to get in.
It draws you in, okay.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Like I thought if I relaxed there, I could have been brought home.
Yeah, yes. It was fairly good undercurrent.
Right down the east coast, end up in Dunleary or someplace like that. Yeah. And Gareth, you're a swimmer. Which tribe are you with?
I'm with the Laytown Wave Warriors.
Okay. And Helena, you're with?
I'm with a group of friends.
Okay. Now, is there competition? Is it a bit like...
No, we've only just started it.
All right, right.
Outside here.
West Side Story. Do you meet on the beach and have these sort of standoffs? No.
No, in fairness, it's a community. Everybody's comes from different backgrounds. Everybody comes from different areas. And, you know, once you go down on that slip where you were today...
Yes.
That everybody just enjoys it and just gets in and looks out for each other as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Were you there today?
I was. I can't believe I'm saying this on radio because everybody will laugh, but I was a bit late.
Oh.
Well, I was told 1 o'clock, but I had a yoga class. I was giving a yoga class this morning. So I found you all in the water and I jumped in with you.
Oh, yeah.
But just going back to Helena's point there, we started off with a huge big group with COVID hitting. We started at the mouth of the river in Mornington. And then we kind of split between Mornington, Bettystown, Laytown, and then more groups gathered. So it's kind of snowballed. you know, got huge, then split, and then each of those have developed.
And what do you reckon? I was saying there that some people think that the old sea swimming thing is a bit of a fad.
No.
Well, obviously not. We started in 2019 and we're still hard at it.
Yeah. I feel for people who aren't by the coast, Helena.
Yeah, yeah, and for years I was up and down the M1 and, you know, because I work in Dublin. And when COVID hit, we were working from home. So I never swam before. I didn't like the water. I had a huge fear of water. And I went from not wanting to, and I lived here for over 20 years, never got into the sea. I walked on the beach, loved the beach, but never got in. And I went from not wanting to go near water to being in there today.
Yeah. And that's because it is, it's rough there.
It's very
wild. Where did the fear come from?
Something happened when I was a kid and I've just always held on to it. It was, looking back now, it was a totally irrational fear. I hated water, hated the feeling.
And were you in a pool or something?
Oh, yes, something happened.
Yes,
I was in a pool. But I just held on to it.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I just challenged myself every day. I'm one of the splinter groups. There was a group of us.
We meet them all.
A continuity swim tribe.
No, we borrow their milk.
There was a few friends. I had a choice of sitting at home and not doing anything or continuing to work and or going with my friends.
Okay.
So I just went down every day and tried to build up courage and confidence. And, you know, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
So it was literally one step at a time, was it?
Like baby steps, yeah.
Baby steps,
when
right.
When I got in, I was palpitating. I had palpitations constantly, every day for about 6 weeks.
Right.
And it was just pure raw fear. Now, it was probably the cold as well, but you know, I was petrified.
And how has it changed your life apart from getting over that fear?
I have a purpose. I have a to be able to face that challenge and to be able to face the water. I can actually face pretty much. I think it's just,
yeah,
you know, if I can do that and if I can face those waves today, I can do anything.
Gives you confidence in other parts of your life.
The confidence.
Gareth, it's mainly women who do it, let's be honest. Is it?
Ouch.
You're sure.
Tiger in the heart.
I was there, so I'm a man, you know, I can say that.
Actually, the Wave Warriors started out, originally it was three men.
Oh, right, okay.
The late, great Ken Piper, God rest him, started it just with neighbours for the first lockdown. And he'd be walking by the house and he'd be, come on, Gareth, come on, join us, you know. And eventually I did after a couple of weeks. And it was just all the neighbours as we were walking down each day. They'd be sitting out in their gardens during lockdown. We'd be encouraging, come on down and join us.
Yeah.
And the numbers just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it just took off.
So Ken Piper was like the Pied Piper.
He was like the Pied Piper. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Pied Piper of Laytown.
Leading people to the sea.
Leading people to the sea, yeah. Yeah.
What were you? Did you swim before? Or?
I've always swam, but not in the sea.
Yeah,
to be
yeah.
honest, not for a long time. Although, just before that, my brother had started down on Doombeg. Lives down there at the yes. Egg Dippers.
Right.
And he'd been trying to get me to go down and go out with him for a few times. So I've done that. And obviously when these guys started,
and what is it? What is it about it?
It's invigorating.
Mm.
It really is invigorating. And addictive.
Yeah.
So addictive. I'm sure you experienced it today, the tingle afterwards.
The sense of achievement.
When you come out, that 10, 15 minutes, it's just a tingling in the body. You know, it's just brilliant.
There was something going on there today that I can't articulate what it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There was
it's
you
a
know,
harsh nature.
People holding hands with strangers and
shouting
and giggling. And
it's the whole social aspect of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like we'd have up to 20 people a day.
And how many people, Siobhan, do you have in your books now with the swim tribe?
Well, I think there's about 100 on the timesheet.
Right.
So some people look at the timesheet to avoid going down.
Aha.
Because, you know, they're not going to get parking.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And they'll try and, you know, with sort of relays.
Right.
Getting your little groups.
And you're saying you teach yoga.
I do.
As well. Yeah. Yoga. And what's your story with the sea and yoga and career and all that?
Yeah. Well, I was working in Coca-Cola up until 6 years ago. And my whole identity was wrapped up in it. I was in events and PR. And when I finished, my friend said to me, take a year off, don't be rushing yourself. So I took a year off, and then I was a yoga teacher from way back, 2004 I trained and I did a year or two and then I went back to my real job. And then I thought, this is always the side I've always liked. So I went and did another course in Ibiza, hoping I'd be sitting on the beach, drinking wine, having a little bit of yoga. It was nothing like that at all. It was really tough work. And my son had gone to America at the same time, so I was trying to fill my time. I went, came home and I did a reflexology course as well.
Right.
And when I finished that, I did a kinesiology course. So I've never looked back. I couldn't bear to go, no offence, really enjoyed my time in Coca-Cola, but I'd never go back into that world again.
But it's from just listening to you there, it strikes me that there was always that itch you had to scratch.
Do you know, it's a funny thing. I've actually grown up right on the beach there in the terrace, Netherfield Terrace, and we swam all summer. Probably late into maybe October, but it never dawned me as an adult to go into the sea during the winter.
Why do we lose that?
I don't. I never even thought of it. Somebody said it to me, actually. A friend of mine, Siobhan, said to me, I had a problem with my shoulder, and she said, to rehab it, you should go into the swimming pool, and I can't stand chlorine and the drafts and all that rest of it. So I started doing it at the mouth of the river here in Mornington, and anybody who would pass me would say, geez, you must be mad, and I'd hold on to them because I didn't want to be on my own. And then I would talk to them and encourage them in and start three or four.
Right.
A girl I have to mention is Jean Strong. I don't know if you've heard her story. She had breast cancer. I met her on the beach. I said, are you going to join us, Jean? And she said, oh, you obviously haven't heard, Sean. I'm doing my last chemo today, actually. And a couple of days later, she just jumped into the water. And I said, now I hope I can say this on daytime radio. I said, Jean, are you okay? Did you get the go-ahead? She just said, fuck them. And she's never looked back. She's right. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
You can't say that on daytime.
No, I don't think I did. I kind of went, didn't I cover myself?
That I'm joking. It was to embellish the story, so it's fine. It's fine. It wasn't gratuitous.
Yes, it's scripted.
So how often do you do it, Lena? Is it every day or most days? Or
during COVID, it was pretty much every day.
Right.
There was two of the girls out of my group. We called ourselves the Feralettes because things got very feral. The hair wasn't straightened anymore. It went curly. There was no makeup and there was no bras. I'm just saying.
The Feralettes, right. Feralettes.
Okay, right. And we discussed things in Offaly on Ishka.
Yes.
Discussed.
What goes to Ishka stays to Ishka.
Oh, damn straight.
Yes. And do you find that the bracing cold of the sea brings out the truth?
It's the highest form of mindfulness. You are very present. You're very there. You have no other choice to think of your safety.
Yes.
And the cold.
Yeah, but still you were having the iffy gone Ishka chats.
Well, things had to be discussed.
Yes, very important things.
Food, drink, you know, right. Food. Song was another thing. Song, laughter, squealing, you know, the inner child, I suppose, came out in
it
us.
It did today.
Too.
You didn't get in, Gareth, today, did you?
No, medical grounds.
Oh, medical grounds, right, okay. Well, yeah, I want to see the letter.
Be
responsible. I want to see the letter, yeah.
It actually killed me not going in, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say there was FOMO there today.
There was, definitely.
Yeah. I reckon 50 people. I was.
Well, we've a group.
I was taken aback.
432.
Is it the late town Wave Warriors?
Yeah.
I made
50 to 60 active swimmers. So
right.
In regular, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. You're very lucky to have this on your doorstep.
Yes.
You understand. You do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Right. Helena, thank you.
Thank you.
Gareth, thank you. Siobhan, thank you very much for inviting us down here. We're delighted to be here.
Good stuff.
We take a quick commercial break from Laytown.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, we're live from Laytown today and we're in the Roadcaster on the promenade opposite O'Reilly's Supermarket. You can get a 99 and you can also get an anchor, according to Nuala. Could you throw us out a cup of tea? Tis fierce windy here watching the broadcast of somebody. And a big hello to Louise Smith and Maeve in Barbados, listening from Mary Kate, Faye and Nancy in Laytown. And Helen says, I can see the RT studio on wheels. Oh, that's a nice name for it. From my apartment. How exciting to see you here on such a windy and wild day. You're pitched up to the O'Reilly Supermarket, which is over 60 years old. Yes, we spoke to Nuala, 65 to be exact. Thought I would share that with you. Well, we knew it already, but thanks, Helen. Returned to Laytown 5 years ago after 30 years abroad. Now, loads of things happen on this beach here in Laytown, and we have four men in front of me who all do very different activities. We have Ross, we've Bala, we've Garrett, and we've Alan. Good afternoon, lads. You're very welcome.
Good afternoon.
How long is the beach? Does anybody know? Alan, do you know?
Yeah, you're probably in the middle of it here, Ray. It's the County Meath coastline. Probably 4 kilometres to your north, 4 kilometres to your south.
So right. Have you done the whole 8 kilometres?
Absolutely, yeah. County Dublin.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Very few like it in the country.
Yeah. You know. So that's 5 miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd say you'd probably match it down in Wexford.
Would you? You would, or you'd match it and you'd beat it in Kerry, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's the Meath coastline and we're proud of it.
Yeah. And you do beach yachting, is this called? What's it called?
Land yachting, beach yachting.
Yeah. I think I've seen this. Is it sort of a cart with sails on it?
It's a cart with sails on it, yes. Right? Yeah, it's 3 wheels and a sail and God's foot on the accelerator is what we say. So it's...
Look at that, you brought in a model.
I brought in a model because it's, today...
It's a pity it's not television now, yeah.
Yeah, well today you'd end up on the Isle of Man if you put one out there. So not a good day to do it.
Yeah. What speeds do you reach?
Everybody asked that question, and I suppose it's relevant but irrelevant, because if you're doing 10 kilometres an hour down the beach, it feels like 40 kilometres an hour.
Right, okay.
And you're 2 or 3 inches off the beach.
Yeah.
People set out to.
Oh, you're not. You're off. The wheels don't touch at some.
No, the wheels are on the ground.
Yes. But you're that low.
You're that low.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, because I thought sometimes if the wind was such and it caught the sail that it might just lift.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it does. Lifts the whole thing.
I mean, the kids. We call them the kids or whatever. But the younger people will spend a lot of time.
As in people under 40.
Absolutely. Yeah, like myself. You know, they'll spend a lot of time trying to keep one wheel constantly in the air.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a bit like a tricycle. It's like riding a tricycle on 2 wheels.
I've seen it down on Inchidonny Beach, down in West Cork.
It would.
Yeah. And they can do circles and everything. How far does the water go out when it's
400 to 500 metres here.
So right, okay.
Today you wouldn't think that because it nearly came onto the road.
And you have competitions?
We do, yeah. We have competitions here and internationally as well.
Yeah.
Inchidonny, funny you mentioned that, Charlie Chaplin actually sandjotted on that beach.
He did not?
He came on holidays to Ireland to sandjot on that beach.
So is that old?
It's 1800 BC. Is the first reference.
To sand yachting?
Yes, and it was on the walls of one of the pyramids. And not only that, the vehicle itself was in the pyramid.
Right.
So there you go. Wow. Nothing new about that.
Garrett.
The Silk Road, same thing.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top that, Garrett, with your sandcastles.
I think the sandcastles predated that.
Yes, I love it.
When sand was invented.
Mine is older than yours. So this is an international sandcastle festival. Of sorts.
Well,
here.
National, but no, people are come from all over the country, and you know we've had people coming all the way up from as far away as Newbridge, and and as far away as coming down from Belfast. You know, people come over from if they've been over here on holidays and seen it, and they're passing by, they'll come in and enjoy the day.
Yeah.
It's a very simple thing. All you need is to come down. We'll have laid out the plots for you. And take part.
But it's more than just sandcastles. It's more like sand sculpting.
It is. Sculpting part with the sandcastle essentially is for the children and the families to take part. And that's lovely watching kids play because it is not like Lego. It's not formed. They can do what they want. They can knock it over. They can leave it. A lot of the smaller ones end up running off to play in the water. The sculpturing is a different kettle of fish. And you can see there that people come down with, you know, their buckets of water, their sprays to keep the
sand
moist. They've planned it, measured it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's a sofa and a coffee table there, that one. And I'm looking at the elephants. Is that a popular one?
Oh, elephants. Definitely the dinosaurs. You go through phases because you'll have... We had a load of Hogwarts stuff. We had a load of Game of Thrones, Simpsons, Minions. Yes, yeah. The year before COVID, we had a whole load of people who suddenly started doing things that were climate change related, you know.
They
were doing that sort of thing.
But what's your title, Garrett?
Oh, there's no...
Oh, no, you're not the president of the sandcastle.
No, we're just... No. We all row in together.
And when is it on?
I'll get this right now. Yeah. So we're going to hold it on Saturday, the 29th of July.
Okay.
For the sculptures, we say come along around 10:30, just because it'll take much longer.
Is there a website or a Facebook page?
There is website and Facebook, and I'll pass that.
Great. Yeah. Garrett, beside you is Bella. How are you doing, Bella?
I'm good, Ray.
Beach cricket,
yes.
Wow, that's a new one on me.
Absolutely, that's not...
Is it older than the lads here?
No.
Okay, sorry.
It's more modern here.
It's more modern, right. So, obviously, as we've established from Alan, the water goes right out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you could play a number of games of cricket on it.
Super. You can make 3 or 4 pitches, cricket pitches in the beach when the tide is so low.
Yeah.
We find that we always work with like Garrett's team on sandcastles. The day we do one day a sand beach cricket, and the next day goes to the sandcastle. Uh-huh. Do it as a weekend event, as an annual event.
Yeah. And are the rules different than normal cricket?
Yeah, we try to make it a bit more easy and fun, yet competitive. Yeah, we make it different rules for beach cricket. Kind of play with a tennis ball. So you get a first ball free hit, which is you get to play.
And what if it goes into the water?
You're out.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. End of the game.
And you go over to O'Reilly's for another ball. Is that it?
We get another ball, yeah. And it's fun. It's lovely to see that. If you hit the ball, we play with the tennis ball, you can see some dogs chasing the ball as well.
Okay.
As well as the fielder's running ball.
That's a hazard as well, isn't it? Yeah. How long are you in Ireland?
I live here for 25 years.
All right. And in Laytown?
In Bettystown, Laytown area, I've been in 20 years.
And so you've two daughters, I believe they slag you because you're...
A boy and a girl.
And a girl. And they slag you because of what?
Absolutely. So they have a pure Irish accent.
Right. Mead accents, probably. Yes. Yeah.
Mead and Lothian.
And they slag you because of, right, that's nice. And they're, like this is such a lovely part of the country, and it's a bit of a secret, is it? Why is it such a bit of a secret, Ross, do you reckon?
Because we want to keep it that way. Oh, right. Some ways, yeah, you know? Exactly. We don't want everybody to know how good it is. You know? It gets crowded then.
Look,
it is a well-kept secret. And it's...
You're Boyne Boats.
I am Boyne Boats, yes.
And you have mentioned already, you have a Game of Thrones connection.
I do, yeah. I worked on Game of Thrones for 7 seasons.
Right.
Part of the Marine Department.
And did you build those boats or...?
I was part of the building of them, yeah, and then sourced a lot of different boats as well through a place I used to work in down in Cork called Mehel Mara,
right,
a community project that builds and restores boats. And, ended up on the set of Game of Thrones, doing a lot of the training, doubled for a good few of the cast and got to hang out...
Right.
In Northern Ireland and other far-flung places as well.
And of course, there's a big tourist industry built up around Game of Thrones locations, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, up north, it's probably, revolutionised the tourism industry there, you know, and had a huge impact in that sense. And down this way, granted, I'm not in Game of Thrones country, but I use a couple of the boats that were built for it to run guided tours on the River Boyne.
So what class of boats are they?
They're traditional Irish curraghs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 26 foot Carina Vogue curraghs.
Right. Are they, they don't have sails?
We can sail it, but I don't.
Right.
But they are set up to sail, to row, and then I've adapted them to actually paddle like a big canoe.
All right. And you bring people up the Boyne?
Yeah.
Which is hugely historic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going back. Sorry, lads. Hey! 5,000 or 6,000 years, I think, at least.
Mine is the oldest.
I'm making that connection, I suppose, between the Battle of the Boyne site and Bruna Bonia, the New Grange area, on the water. So on the old canal and then out onto the river itself.
And there's no engine or anything, so it's...
No, it's all people-powered.
It's a lovely experience.
Thrown back to that way of how it would have been, and... The longest trip I do goes up the river, and then we step off into the land and then get a walking tour through a private farm up there.
Right.
Which has 13 national monuments on it that no one knows about, really.
I'd say tourists love it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's for some people, it's connecting back to old Ireland. For other people, it's just getting into nature.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of exercise because we do paddle the boat, but you're paddling it in a natural environment that... It's hard to replicate anywhere because you're aware of the history and where you're actually travelling and the fact that our ancestors would have travelled on it.
And in some spots, you can see exactly what they saw, as in you wouldn't see any modernity.
No, once we're up on the river, it's just trees, river and reeds.
Yeah,
and
exactly what they would have seen.
No birds.
Yeah, I love that part of it, yeah. So Boyne Boats, and people can find you on the Google machine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's loads happening up here, lads, loads happening. Sorry about that, the secret's out. Everything from boats to beach cricket to sandcastle building and sand sculpting and land yachting. And we deem Ross the oldest here. Yay! Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We're having a great time here in Laytown in County Meath. We're on the promenade in the Roadcaster opposite O'Reilly's Supermarket. And we're getting to know Laytown on Incha, is what it is in Irish. A-N-I-N-S-E. And I say it's about an hour from Dublin. That'll give you an idea where it is up the coastline in County Meath. Great memories of growing up in Lane Town, and fantastic to hear Nuala, who is such a legend. Enjoyed the show and participants, says Leo. And I really enjoyed Niamh's first song. Niamh's back with us, with a reference to nettles and dock leaves to ease the sting. We used to do that as well. Brought back memories. It wasn't the only thing we used them back in the 60s. Biodegradable, Paul. Oh, right, what else did you use? And that woman is an absolutely brilliant singer and sounds every bit of it, says Paul in Killarney. So there, the reviews are in, Niamh.
That's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. You're from Galway.
Yeah, well, there's not much to me, I suppose. I'm from East Galway, Killarney specifically. I'm a singer-songwriter and, yeah.
And you've been all over the world.
Yeah, just back from Australia. Did my first tour that was outside of Ireland or England. So that was exciting. And we came back all in one piece. So that was...
How did it go?
It was fantastic, actually. I didn't know what to expect. As I said, it was my first time outside doing a month consecutive of shows. Yeah. And it was really fantastic, yeah.
Your album is Hemet.
Yes, Hemet. It's a small place in California where my husband's from. I wrote most of the songs there and it wasn't the most creative choice. Like, it's like calling a place, I don't know, Blaistown or
Newbridge. Like,
yeah, Bannisloe, whatever you're having. Yeah.
No, Hemet does sound a little bit more poetic.
Yeah, but it's fooling people. It's definitely not. It's just a small little town.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. That came out in 2020, but... So I'm trying to get going and releasing the second record fairly soon.
Well, isn't that common? People do that. They name their children after the places they were conceived.
Oh, I suppose it's better to do that with an album than a child. Yeah.
Sorry, I went somewhere there. I'll come back. I'm back here, back in the Roadcaster. Okay, what are you going to sing for us now?
I'm going to sing you a song called Late Nights. Yeah. Late nights taking its toll on your body, and late nights thinking what I should have said. Hindsight just gets better and better. Hindsight's no good now, it's said and it's done. I mean, I'm constantly trying to make you feel better. I was holding your hand when the family's together. I don't wanna stay here, but it's what it is. Late nights taking its toll on your body, and late nights thinking what I should have said. Hindsight wants to cut a little bit deeper. Hindsight's no good now, it's said and it's done. I mean, I'm constantly trying to make you feel better. I was holding your hand, holding family together. What it is.
Niamh Regan, live from the Roadcaster Late Night. Hemet is the album out since 2020, and Niamh is working on new material. When will that be out?
Oh gosh, I don't want to jinx it, but hopefully early next year. But
right.
Yeah, and vague.
You supported the brilliant Josh Ritter last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was in the...
Liberty Hall.
Liberty Hall. Just such a stunning venue, and
Joshua Tree is one of my biggest idols. So they say never meet your heroes, but absolutely meet Joshua Tree. He's the nicest guy.
And I'd say his fans liked you.
Well, I enjoyed myself anyway. It was a lovely gig.
Great. Okay. Yeah, really. Well, thanks for joining us in Laytown.
Oh, gosh,
thanks, Niamh.
Not at all. Thanks.
That was delightful. Delightful. Anish Doshi now in the pre-skeleton and oak to Le Carte Wallace.
Gurumahadaregus Gmani Tirib. Moltur in Avrenu, Runu Gun Realtas, Gunini Lasu and the Realochi Wan and La Shelivishi Ginvilte in Aden. Moltur nach Mitcha Egan Tokfanot Silo, La Ginvilol, Unaminin Tritirtas, Martos, Narealochi Filohoid. Yrtur Freshinguin and Arche at a real, nach Vetoch Band Ginvilol, Hishtivet CV Gumper, Gosney, Nuhimach Gromochul Edingin, a dogcoch nach Madachoposte. Could it untied a sloin to Stephen Donnelly in the multi, tossing everything you was could a real to she tacked and shahogin, August could a rose could a hush to editor shahra his slain teared in the yeshin. Gyaru Shabley and the Jig Pteason of the new were Thomas McKinney, Ravli and Lakushnit sees good. Yer a figure go homolukla squalog on the art wacha, it can't even on see Ignatia, you know, at Oskin scored in a lug and him off dimly on a field. Vi Thomas McKinney in the Hishdoid at Human Rogue the Hrushvik Linon, Fledal Shakin Toch Kate Chaskado Kors a lug. Edit Ravli and Diego Gushabli and the Feed Guish Vin Zaman Yarnasha on Sikhe Arab. Real on Arthurt, Gurhara, and Tadilani, me Humish Kone, and Shigaslan 40, the Radrick O'Gorman, the Dulgashi Rachdula, the Ogan of Shachmina Degui, Shehe, Essen Afghanistan, and Ara, Augustier, Gahefigulimi Faur, Guduri Tarman, in Aden Row, Durulish Noganach, Nahrain Lostin at Fall Row, Tugu Shol Rog, Unadlain the Gapashino, Augustiarvan, Huguros Fe, Le Edoch Lapani Hanacht. Tá Oliver Dowden, capi na lesfri wair an úsam rátin agus tá Alex Chalk, capi an arunid lígas kert, hish go Dominic Reb a vís a dáfos sin IDS, mar horra ar isrúchan fwy lífinti gura bulliacht ar bunaige. Muin Dominic Reb gura torri an isrúchan mi chruin, agus gur cahu mach na lífinti lúg, ke smúti go féra acub. On am sin in ish tamur il gyal to gugi chunacht lain agus na mún trunon agus nacht, da dir chui chiem agus och gim Celsius, a veis a tioch da sarda. Sin uul an shim rinu iachta, ir eis in ish a grey.
Gramaga Coit, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. 51551 ray at rte.ie. We are broadcasting live from Laytown today in County Meath, and we've had a brilliant time so far. We arrived down around 11. We jumped into the sea around lunchtime with about 50 people. There was screaming and shouting and hollering. It was wild, it was windy, and it was just wonderful. It was all the W's, all the W's. And we've been here broadcasting since 3 o'clock. We've met some lovely people, and now we have two local-ish people to take part in our Who Done It quiz. And there is a prize on offer. Yes, there is. Press that button, Ray, and see how you go. To be this sound. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See, we're out of the studio, so, you know, buttons are in different places, you know. Anyway, the prize for whoever wins today is a two-night stay in the Killarney Towers Hotel and Leisure Centre. You get a meal on one of the evenings in the Inishfallen restaurant, followed by complimentary drinks and live music in the O'Donoghue Public House. And Killarney Towers Hotel, perfect place to base yourself if you're going to explore the Wild Atlantic Way or even explore just Killarney. KillarneyTowers.com. And thanks so much to Killarney Towers for helping us out this week. Thank you very much. KillarneyTowers.com. Kill the music. Thank you. Now, we have Áine Lynch. How are you doing, Áine?
Good, how are you?
Are you a Laytonian?
I am from Drogheda, working in Leyton.
You have your supporters. Who are they? You're outside the roadcaster.
That is the pharmacist and then Carmel that works with me.
So where do you work?
I work in Stacks Pharmacy just across the road.
Aha, right. Yeah. Busy today?
Yeah, busy every day.
Busy every day, yeah. Right. And what do you do over there?
I'm a trainee tech.
Right. And what do we need to know about you? You're from Drogheda. Anybody else in the family?
I have a brother.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm
a music fan, so hoping there's a music question.
There will be one music question, yeah. What sort of music do you like?
Oasis, Stone Roses, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, right. That sort of Manchester stuff from that time. Okay, right. Great to have you on board, Áine. Beside you is Sive. How are you doing, Sive?
Good, how are you?
You're part of the O'Reilly dynasty.
Yeah.
We had your granny on earlier on.
Yeah.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
No surprise there. Okay, fine. So what's your surname? Is it O'Reilly? No.
No, Gilna. Oh.
Gilna, and where do you work?
Down in Gilna's the Cottage Inn.
Right, which is the pub?
Yeah.
Right. And what's your story? Are you Laytonian?
I'm from Laytown. That's my house right there. So.
Just there?
Yeah.
Born and bred?
Well, no, I've just moved in there. That's my granny's house, so I've moved in.
You've moved in, right?
Yeah.
So literally you can fall out of bed and be in the sea?
Yeah.
And do you swim in the sea? No, I didn't think so. No, no, there you go. Have you not been listening? All of these people who ignored the sea in Laytown for years and they've just discovered it and it's changing their life. So maybe, Sive, today's the day.
Maybe.
You'll rediscover the sea. Okay, it's our whodunit quiz. This is the way it works because I can't assume that you listen to the show. So three questions. I give you the category and then I ask you in each category, do you want a clue or not? If you go for a clue, it's easier. So you only get 1 point for a correct answer. However, if you go without a clue and get it right, you get 2 points. And whoever has the most points at the end is the winner, and they win that weekend away in the Killarney Towers Hotel. Good?
Yeah.
Good luck to Anya. Good luck to Sive. Here we go. That's the tension music, just to make it really exciting. Okay. Right. Anya, first category is music.
Oh.
Now, do you want a clue or do you not want a clue?
No.
No. Okay. So, for 2 points, who is this? Hold on, there's something wrong with the machine. I'll do it again. Now, for 2 points, who is this? Enya is the correct answer. Well done, 2 points. Cheers from the ladies outside. That's a good start from you. Okay, Sive, music for you as well. What do you want to do? Clue or no clue?
No clue.
No clue. Okay, so for 2 points, who is this?
Night swimming, remembering.
R.E.M.
It is R.E.M. Yes, well done. 2 points for you. Good stuff. Good start from both of you. Okay. You see, they were sort of sea related. Yeah, you see, there's a bit of a theme here, maybe. Okay, second category for you, Anya. Famous sailors. Famous fictional sailors. Famous fictional sailors. What do you want to do? Do you want to go to clue or not?
Yeah.
Go to clue. Okay. This sailor was known for eating his spinach. For 1 point, who is this?
Open your mouth and close your eyes. Here comes a nice surprise. Skittity dum and skittity doo. I got some spinach for all of you.
Popeye.
It is Popeye. You get a point for that. Well done, yes. They were giving you hints outside doing the flexing the muscles thing. Okay. So I have a chance for you to go in front if you want to. If you go for no clue and you get it right, you're in front. But it is fictional famous sailors. What do you want to do?
No clue.
No clue. Okay. So for 2 points, which fictional famous sailor is this?
If the pirates find you, remember, you know the ship. They don't. Make them feel like they're in charge, but keep
Captain
them away
Phillips.
From the...
It is Captain Phillips. Well done. There you go. 2 points. You're in the lead. This is very... It's more exciting when I can see the whites of your eyes. We'll have to get people in studio every day. Okay, back to you, Anya. You're on 3. Sive is on 4. You know what you have to do. The category is child stars. Child stars.
Okay.
To stay in with a chance, you sort of have to go without a clue, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So for 2 points, which child star is this?
I was never able to say the word dad. And if you ask me, I mean, a dad is an irreplaceable person in a girl's life. Think about it. It's a whole day devoted to celebrating fathers. Just imagine someone's life without a father. Never buying a Father's Day card. Never being able
the
to
character
say, hi, Dad.
Or the actor.
The actor.
Lindsay Lohan.
It is Lindsay Lohan, yes, from Parent Trap. She starred with Dennis Quaid. Big cheers from the outside. The old soundproofing isn't working. I can certainly hear Meb joking. Okay, yeah, so you're on 5.
Okay.
Sive, you're under pressure. You're on 4. So here's the permutations for you, Sive. If you go with a clue and get it right, we go to a tie-break question because it's 5-all. However, if you go without a clue and get it correct, you're on 6. You're today's winner. You're off to Killarney. What do you want to do?
No clue.
No clue. Okay. So for 2 points and to win today's quiz, which child star is this?
Super shallow, washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button. Which I never did before.
Home Alone,
so
Macaulay Culkin.
It is Macaulay Culkin. You get the 2 points. You're today's winner. Sorry with that, Anya.
No, Sive, sorry. Yeah, listen, everyone.
Because we've made the trip here, we're going to break the bank, but we're giving away 2 Radio Arty Show Keep Cups.
Woo!
I'd
And for them as well. Okay, right, right. You're changing your tune, Niamh Hassel. Anyway, so it's Ray Darcy Keep Cups for all everybody in
Thanks
the pharmacy.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Anya. Well done. Sive, well done. Congratulations. 6 out of 6. You are off to the Killarney Towers Hotel in Killarney, you and a person of your choice, for 2 nights. And you can see what's in store for you at KillarneyTowers.com. KillarneyTowers.com. Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Well done to you both. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
There you go. People are waving and honking their horns as they pass by. We're on the promenade in Laytown in County Meath on this Friday afternoon. And in my hand is the Drogheda Independent. And on the front page is Killian. It's pure magic from Killian, it says. The Killian in question is Killian O'Connor. And he took part in Britain's Got Talent last Saturday night. And here is the reaction to Killian's performance.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Killian O'Connor.
Nice to meet you, Killian. How old are you and where are you from?
I'm 13 years old and I come from County Meath, Ireland.
Amazing.
Simon, think of a playing card.
Got it.
What is it?
You don't mess around, do you?
You make us cry. Oh, my God, yeah. Wonderful.
Wow, wow. You are unbelievably talented. Seriously.
I love him. I love him.
That absolutely freaked me out when I saw that. There's something really, really incredible about you. And I do believe in magic. And you're such an amazing performer.
Thank you.
Yay! Hey. O'Connor joins us in the Roadcaster with his dad, Richie, and his hero, Keith Barry. Is that fair enough to say, Killian?
Yeah.
Fine. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much.
I was watching it. You were brilliant.
Thank you.
So relaxed, so funny. What was the whole experience like for you?
I was actually very nervous going on. You couldn't see it, but while I was at the judges' table looking at Simon, my legs were shaking as I was doing the tricks.
Yeah, well, it didn't appear like that at home at all. Yeah, that's a big deal, isn't it? Because Simon Cowell and then there's thousands of people there. What age are you again?
13 when I did it, 14 now.
Wow. How long have you been doing magic?
I've been doing magic since I was 6 years old, so that's about 8 years now.
Right. And it changed your life, magic?
Yeah. Before I had the magic, I didn't know what to say. I would just be in the corner reading a book. I didn't want to talk to anyone or be near anyone, but... Yeah, the magic has really improved my social skills.
Right. Your mum says to you, your mum Elaine says, if you don't know what to say, do a trick. Is that it?
Yeah, I let the magic do the talking for me because if I just went out without any magic, I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah. So what was the reaction then in school on Monday?
There was lots of people coming up to me. There were the students, the teachers, the principal, the vice principal. I got a mention in assembly. He was talking about courage. That led to Britain's Got Talent and that led to Killian O'Connor.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.
You're a diplomat as well. Yeah. I hope there was no homework on Monday night.
No. Last class, my business teacher, Miss Kearney, she had no homework for the class as she thought my performance on Britain's Got Talent was brilliant.
Yeah, it was. You can't say much about what happens next.
No.
Yeah, you don't know and you can't say.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Richie's your dad. How you doing, Richie?
How you doing?
Come in here.
How you doing?
You're sitting back there with your arm around Killian, the proudest dad in Ireland.
Well, listen, they let him do the talking. It's his show.
Yeah. No, but you must be very proud.
Oh, listen, words couldn't even describe. It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. And we were talking to Killian there about when he was 6, discovering magic. And that changed things for you as well and Elaine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's helped us so much, you know, developing the social skills and just his development in general has been incredible.
Yeah. So you were diagnosed with autism.
Yeah, I was diagnosed at 3 years old, I believe.
Yeah. And magic it works for you.
Yeah, it's helped with my autism, dyspraxia, and for other people who struggle socially like me, I'm trying to inspire them to find a skill to help them express themselves. Like, it could be magic or it could be something different, like music or art. Just something to help them be known to the world.
Wow. You're old head on young shoulders. Yeah. Where did you get him from, Richie? Doesn't it? Like, it must be Elaine's side, is it?
No, he's adopted. I've been telling him.
So we asked Keith Barry to come up, and he was so impressed by your performance on Britain's Got Talent, he said yes, jumped at the opportunity. Keith,
yeah, it came last minute, but look, I did everything I could to be here. Look, I watched your performance, and I only wish at his age that it was only my legs that used to shake, because when I was 13, my hands used to tremble, and actually that was a problem for me for a couple of years, like, because
of course, if you're doing magic, yes,
like a comedian can kind of grasp the microphone nice and tight, a singer can move their hands, but a magician, everybody stared at their hands. So when I was 13, I promise you, for I'd say 2 or 3 years, my hands used to tremble, yeah. And that was a big issue for me. But yeah, look, I actually think just the way he said it there, Killian, and I do love the way he said it, it doesn't have to be magic. I mean, magic works for us, right? But I think it's just, you know, for young kids out there, it's a difficult world that they're all in. Just find something. It could be sea swimming, could be music, could be art. And it's not necessarily to be doing it on television or online. It's just to find something that, I suppose, alleviates the stresses and strains of everyday life, even for young kids, you know?
Yeah, somewhere you can go away and do it yourself. Mm.
Although magic is a brilliant way of doing it, let's be honest, you know?
How good is he?
Look, he's fantastic. Yeah. I the tricks are one thing. Like, anybody can do a trick. Yes, a monkey can do a trick, right? Okay. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to magicians at large, but it's a whole other thing to turn that into a performance, which is what he did on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
you know, and I just love his, if you don't mind me saying, your casual style, but yet with the undertone of comedy in there as well. It reminds me a little bit, your opening actually, remind me just a little bit of a, kind of almost like a young Tommy Cooper.
Oh, you know what I mean? Well, Jenny, if you're Tommy Cooper.
And that's a compliment, by the way. But the good news is all of his tricks worked out on the night, whereas Tommy sometimes wouldn't work out. So I don't know if you're familiar with Tommy Cooper, are you?
No, I haven't heard of Tommy Cooper. I'll probably look him up.
Yeah, so, yes. So that's a fault of your dad. Dad, you got to introduce him to Tommy Cooper.
He's okay. A hero of mine.
There's so many good magicians out there, and keeping up with them all is...
But it's the old guys that he needs to keep up with. The Tommy Cooper,
Tommy Cooper,
Paul Daniels. They're all online. You can find them.
Wayne Dobson. He's met Wayne Dobson on, I don't know, many occasions.
So what's the advice now, Keith? Because do you see a little bit of yourself in...
Yeah, I think look, I think it's all about just working hard at your art form and just continuing doing what you're doing, keeping your feet on the ground. Like I remember years ago, so the kind of old version of this, Ray, right, was me in when I was 13. I used to go into all the talent shows, so I think it's a fantastic thing. I think it's a great platform. So my version of this was in Tracy's Hotel in Waterford, in the local talent show with Carrie Crowley as the judge.
The judge.
And magicians at that time, Killian. The good news for you is it's changed. The magicians at that time, the whole word around Waterford and the Munster region, I don't know what this was, but it was always, the undertone was never give the magician first place. Never give it. It has to be a musician first.
Right,
always came second. Carrie Crowley gave me second place. Thanks, Carrie. But a bunch of magicians have actually won America's Got Talent over the last number of years. I know some of them. I know you know them as well. So it's actually lovely to see that that's changed, and that it doesn't matter. The big illusion days, you know, where you have to open up huge big boxes, they're kind of gone. And it's more about the presentation that Killian's fantastic at, and just the performance aspect.
And it's the small, Ruby's Cube one, didn't you?
Yes, have it right here.
Yeah, and then there was a guy on the second night, wasn't he, who lit himself on fire and solved the Rubik's Cube. Did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him.
That's a bit of a gimmick.
Well, here's the thing. But see, wait, see, that's a bit of a gimmick. Here's the interesting thing. So I've done a lot of dangerous stunts myself over the years, right? And I'll tell you why we do dangerous stunts. People ask this, and sometimes I give it a certain excuse, whatever. Here's why we do dangerous stunts, right? Truth be told, every single network, when you're on television, that I've dealt with in the world, the first thing they say to you when you walk into a pitch meeting is, what's the big stunt?
And
I've done a lot of them, and I've been injured a lot of times. So I've got detached cartilage from my rib cage that came off about 4 years ago, and I never knit it back on properly. So that's a big problem. But there's actually, even though you say that's a gimmick, I would actually steer somebody like you away from that. And I'll tell you why. Like, there's a guy that I know in the UK, Jonathan Goodwin, an amazing performer, really, really amazing performer. And he was on America's Got Talent, the Extreme Edition last year, and it went wrong. And he's now going to be in a wheelchair for life. These dangerous stunts, a lot of people, I think, don't realise that they can go wrong.
We don't see them. We don't see them.
Yeah, but they never show them.
Yeah,
they never publicise the fact that they go wrong.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think just the most important advice for you, keep enjoying it. And if you don't enjoy it, take a moment to step aside and take a little breath.
What's the dream, Killian?
The dream is to, once again, inspire for people who struggle socially that they should try to find a skill to help them express themselves. Magic, music, arts, like you said, sea swimming, or just anything.
And win Britain's Got Talent, is that part of the dream for you?
They can if they want.
No, but you, I'm talking about you. Do you want to win Britain's Got Talent?
I'd be happy if I won Britain's Got Talent. I mean, there's some very good contenders.
For
this season, so might be hard, but
might be hard.
I'll try.
Yeah, well, you've done hugely well to get this far, like hugely well, and you've made the cover of the Drogheda Independent.
Yes,
like that's big news, Richie. That is big news. Yeah,
that's all over town.
Will you have to do a show in school? Will that be? Maybe?
Yeah, I will do it. I might ask Mr. Baker if I can do a show in school.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll say yes.
I think he might. I think he might. Yeah.
Mr. Baker should be asking you to do a show. It should be the other way around. Isn't that right, Ray?
Yeah. So when two magicians get together in a room, what happens? Do you sort of out magic each other? Or is there no?
I'm a bit old for a magic off, but interestingly, I bumped into Killian at it. There's a magic.
Too old for a magic off. Yeah.
There's a magic connection, convention rather, that happens every year. Okay, here's a question for you. Have a guess at this. Where do you think the biggest magic convention worldwide is every year?
Las Vegas.
You'd think Las Vegas, yeah. Right? Or maybe somewhere like even, just more kind of elaborate than that or an interest in that. No, it happens every year in Blackpool.
Right. In England.
So 3,000 magicians every year go to Blackpool. Now, I hadn't been in a number of years, but I went there this year and Killian was there. And actually what happens is, we geek out and we jam out and we share ideas. I think that's probably the best way of putting it, isn't it, Killian? We sit there and, he might show me something with a deck of cards and I'll give him a couple of tips on that and whatnot. And there's great camaraderie in that respect, you know?
Yeah. Killian performed in Blackpool the year before.
Well, I think the most important performance you did in your life so far was Britain's Got Talent. And then, of course, it comes time for, are they going to say yes or no? Bruno, Alicia, what's the other girl's name?
Amanda.
And Simon. Yes. So let's just remind people what they said.
OK, we're going to take a vote. Bruno.
Say yes for me.
Alicia.
Say yes.
If this world makes you crazy, you've taken all you can bear.
It's a yes from me.
You call me up.
Four yeses.
Yay. Four yeses.
Brilliant.
You're through. So I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about you, Keelan O'Connor. Thanks for coming in. Keith Barry, you're in the Olympia May 13th, which is less than a month away. And then the Black Box in Galway on May 27th.
Yeah, they're the last two shows of the year, Mind Games. So if you want to laugh your heads off to... you're crying with the laughing. It's actually a show in reverse, if that makes sense. So in other words, I want people laughing first and then be fooled badly, as opposed to being badly fooled and
then laugh. Okay.
So it's fun-filled. If you enjoy laughing, if you enjoy magic and mentalism, then this is the show for you, yes.
So it's Olympia May 13th and Black Box in Galway May 27th. Thanks for coming up. And you gave Killian a deck of your... They're your...
Yeah, my own brand of deck of cards, which don't exist. In other words, they don't really exist. So Killian might have the only deck in existence right now. They don't exist.
I'll have to get my head around that. Yeah, okay.
And Killian, as I can see... By the way, I'm going to say something, right? You didn't ask Killian to do a trick for you. So either off air or later on, make sure he does...
Have we got a minute? How long is it going to take?
This won't take a minute.
Yeah, okay, a minute. Okay, right, okay. Now they don't... Tricks don't work on radio normally.
No, but you can describe.
Yeah, I describe it. That's my job.
Style.
That's my job. Yeah. Okay, it's a Rubik's cube, right? Go for it.
Yeah. So Rubik's cube and it's all mixed up.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, okay. I can testify to that.
This
yes.
This is the quickest magic trick in the world. All I have to do is cover the Rubik's cube with a hat, just like this.
Yes.
And just like that, it's completely solved.
Wow. Hey. So it's 5 seconds trick. That's amazing.
There you go. How good is
that's
that?
That's amazing.
You have time left over.
To say thank you and well done to Keane O'Connor. Thank you.
You're very
Richie,
welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
Well done.
Keith Barry, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And we're on thank yous. Just to say a big thank you to everybody who helped us out today in Laytown. The crew, PJ, Gar, Liam, the two Emilys, Jilly, Neve and Ellen, Neil, Harry and Stephen back at base. And special thanks to Nicola Watkins, Laytown Wave Warmers and even Wave Warriors, Bettystown Swim Tribe, O'Reilly's Supermarket, and everyone else who came along today. Thanks for being with us today. Neve, I left you to last to say thank you because you're going to sing us out. What are you going to sing for us?
Happy Again.
We're all happy again. Okay, Neve Regan, go for it.
No matter what turn you get, won't be a nerd to make something of a grade. You're working hard and keeping track till the language changes from if to when you become happy again in the skin that you're in. Now with the time you hard. You've been working hard, you're never home. And not sleeping well, come back in. Don't you know you are the honey? Don't you know you are my worry? Don't you know how you become happy again in the skin that you're in? Now with the time you will spend, oh, you can come home while the light's still on, 'cause the light's still on. You've just been working hard, I mean working so hard, but you'll become happy again. Happy again, I mean happy again. You will become happy again with the skin that you're in. Now with the time you will spend, oh, you can come home while the light's still on, 'cause the light's still on.
That was lovely, Niamh. Thank you again. Thank you again. Now, if you enjoyed today and you are some part in the country and you want us to give you the Laytown treatment, as in arrive with the Roadcaster and celebrate your town and your locality and everything it has to offer, do let us know, because we're on the road for the summer and we'd love to be invited to your place in the country. Ray@rte.ie, ray@rte.ie, and we could be parking up the Roadcaster in a car park near you over the summer or into the autumn. So again, thanks to everybody who made us feel at home here in Laytown today. We're back on the radio on Monday, a little bit early to drive time. Cormac and Sarah are on the way and we are back Monday, 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.